It's another very pleasant summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running basically around 80 or so this afternoon, which is right around seasonable, and our humidity again is in check. Our dew point temperatures are running generally near 60 or just a bit above. Remember that 60 degree dew point is the mark of starting to notice the humidity, starting to feel the mugginess. Well, we have just a little touch of humidity in the air, but given the time of year, when it's usually oppressively humid in mid-August, the humidity is quite pleasant. So we're talking about comfortable humidity and just a slight increase in humidity over the next couple of days. So we're in this stretch of weather where there's no major heat and there's no major humidity in sight, at least for the next few days. Moving through the next few hours, there is the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm in just a few spots. Most of us will stay dry for the rest of the day into tonight, but a few of us may get at least a brief shower coming through. Some areas of fog are likely to form later tonight, with temperatures that'll be pretty pleasant, running basically right around 60 degrees through the night. By tomorrow morning, any fog will burn off. It's going to be a cloudier day tomorrow as the disturbance draws closer. There's the chance for a few showers or thunderstorms, but it's not going to be a washout tomorrow. Temperatures will be right around the 80 degree mark for afternoon highs. On Saturday, that disturbance moves closer to the area, so it looks to be a cloudier day, though I think we'll see at least a little bit of sunshine. And on Saturday, there's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms. But at this point, it appears that Saturday will not be a total washout, so you're likely to see plenty of dry time on Saturday. But if you do have plans to be outside all day, you may have to move inside at least for a little while as some of those showers and storms come through. It looks like Sunday will be the better day this weekend as that disturbance pushes off to the east. We'll start to dry things out under partly sunny skies. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, areas of fog, low in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms at times, with highs generally in the 70s. And on Sunday, partly sunny, with lower humidity levels and highs in the 70s. To lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.